Good morning and welcome to the Rush Hour. It's Wednesday, the 27th of July. Forty Days for Life leaders are celebrating another victory after the closure of a California abortion clinic this year where five 40 Days prayer campaigns have taken place. 40 Days for Life National Director David Beret and Campaign Director Sean Carney celebrated the facility's closure with a rally in front of the building last week. The Family Planning Medical Clinic is the 14th abortion facility to shut its doors during or after a 40 Days for Life campaign. Beret told LifeSiteNews.com that the property manager of the building where the abortion facility was located allowed pro-lifers to hold a vigil inside the facility on the 14th of July, where a priest joined them in their prayer of thanksgiving. Yvonne Vera Montes, the campaign director for 40 Days for Life La Puente, said that the clinic's business had slowed down during the campaigns and prayer witnesses noticed that abortion days were being moved to days where the vigil presence was weaker. When news finally came that the clinic was closing for good, Vera Montes called it a huge miracle. The business has shut down for good and is not moving to a new location. Pope Benedict XVI has laicized Australian priest John Denham, who was convicted last year of sexually abusing 39 boys aged 5 to 16 between 1968 and 1986. Bishop William Wright of the Diocese of Maitland-Newcastle issued a statement Sunday that reported the decision of the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith to dismiss Denham from the clerical state. Denham was a priest of the diocese from 1972 to 1986. According to Bishop Wright, the doctrinal congregation informed him on May the 20th of its decision, which was recommended to the dicastery by the former bishop of the diocese, Bishop Michael Malone. "I welcome the Holy Father's decree," said Bishop Wright. "My thoughts are with all those affected by these crimes, especially those who've been harmed, their families and loved ones." The Catholic Church in Ireland has been without any leadership effectively for the last 15 years, says theologian and former student of Pope Benedict XVI, Father Vincent Twomey. Twomey, the Emeritus Professor of Moral Theology at Maynooth Seminary, has called for every Irish bishop appointed before 2003 to resign, the Catholic Herald reports. He told RTE Radio that he is incandescent with rage over the revelations of incompetence, inertia and lies in the recently published judicial review of cover-ups of abuse of young people in the Cloyne Diocese. The report found that the fault lay with the refusal of Irish church leaders to implement either their own national guidelines or the Vatican's universal norms to protect young people. The Cloyne report put the blame squarely on the shoulders of the former bishop, John McGee, widely known for his strong liberal leanings. Each of the Irish bishops who have resigned over allegations of abuse and mismanagement have been representative of the radical liberal wing of the Catholic Church. The oldest living Filipino prelate celebrated his 50th anniversary as bishop on Monday, the Feast of St. James the Apostle. Bishop Emeritus Pedro Bantigue of San Pablo is not only the oldest living Filipino bishop by age, but also by date of episcopal ordination, according to an article posted on the Catholic Bishops Conference of the Philippines website. He was ordained a bishop on the 25th of July, 1961. And was given the titular see of Catala and appointed auxiliary bishop of Manila. Upon the creation of the Diocese of San Pablo in the northern Philippine province of Laguna, Bishop Bantigue was appointed its first bishop by Pope Paul VI. Born in Haganoy Town in Bulacan Province in 1920, Bishop Bantigue proved to be a trusted priest in the Archdiocese of Manila. Shortly after his priestly ordination in 1945, he served as private secretary to three archbishops of Manila. As a young prelate, he participated in the third session of the Second Vatican Council in 1964. Upon becoming the first bishop of San Pablo, Bishop Bantigue guided the newly erected diocese in its early years. One of his hallmark acts as its bishop was the convocation of the first diocesan synod of San Pablo in 1994. After 28 years as pastor of the flock of San Pablo Diocese, Bishop Bantigwe retired at the age of 75. And that's all for this morning's Rush Hour. Thanks very much for listening. I'll be with you again tomorrow. Don't forget my email is therushhour@pradio.org.au. And you can always call on the number +612 8005 1530. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. God bless.